21 minutes to 6 now. In the run-up to the invasion of Iraq, many hundreds of thousands of people took part in protests across the country aimed at stopping the war. Almost all of them made their point peacefully and then got on with their lives. But for 120 people, the events of March 2003 have hung over them until today. Officers from seven forces stopped coaches carrying protesters near the Fairford Air Base in Gloucestershire. The base had played a key role in the invasion of Iraq 2 days earlier. 90 of those detained sought judicial condemnation of the police. Now, previously, the High Court and the Court of Appeal had ruled the police acted unlawfully in detaining them on their coaches, but it was judged that police did not violate the protesters' rights to freedom of expression and lawful assembly. That has been overturned today by five law lords. Jane Laporte was one of the protesters detained on the coaches.
I'm overjoyed that the Lords have come down with this ruling that's enshrined freedom to protest in common law powers, and that police can't stop us from protesting on the flimsiest of pretexts, which is what they did to us.
Well, I've been hearing from Gloucestershire's Assistant Chief Constable, Mark Pollen.
The officers concerned were acting on the intelligence that had been received to suggest that some of those travelling on the coaches that was turned back in this case were intent on carrying out something other than peaceful protest. And indeed, if you have the opportunity to look at the extract of the decision by the Lords, you'll see that one of them actually refers to how it was entirely reasonable to suppose that some of those on board might wish to cause damage and injury to the base at RAF Fairford.
That's right, that was Lord Bingham, who went on to say it was not reasonable to suppose that even these passengers simply wanted a violent confrontation with the police, which they could have had in the lay-by, nor was it reasonable to anticipate an outburst of disorder on arrival of these passengers in the assembly area or during the procession to the base. So given that, are you blaming, as so many people do with relation to events around Iraq, faulty intelligence?
No, we've got no reason to doubt the intelligence. Clearly, this was an operation that largely was carried out very successfully. You know, peaceful process was facilitated for over a lengthy period whilst the base was allowed to operate as it did. This particular point, and bearing in mind two courts up until now have supported the police action, it's the House of Lords, in fact, who most latterly overturned the previous...
Well, that is the most senior court.
Absolutely, but my point I make is that, you know, this relies on an officer on the ground, faced with intelligence and circumstances, to act having regard to the laws available. It would appear on this particular occasion that interpretation was wrong, but it's taken some time for the courts to realise that fact as well.
The statement that your force has put out talks about the difficulties of maintaining the security of RAF Fairford's 13.5-mile long perimeter fence. It referred to the highly charged background to the protest. Were you able to cope?
Absolutely. I think it's a demonstration of the fact that operations at the base were allowed to continue over a lengthy period, despite the process outside on the perimeter, but we absolutely coped, and we're absolutely coped in the sense of also controlling resources that have been deployed to us from other forces in the country.
But it's the police's responsibility, I guess you would agree, to maintain public order in a way which fully respects the rights of those who wish to demonstrate peacefully. And would you also agree that on this occasion you failed?
Well, I would say that I'm prepared to apologise on behalf of the Constabulary to those who may have been on those coaches who were intended to carry out peaceful process at RAF Fairford. And clearly, we sought to facilitate peaceful process, and we did, on many occasions and in large numbers at the site.
Because your apology just now goes further, again, than your force's statement, which merely expresses regret for any inconvenience, as if you'd stepped in front of them in a bus queue, rather than denying them their legal rights.
Sure, but I've just apologised to those who were intending on the day in question to peacefully protest outside the RAF Fairford.
Does anything in practice change as a result of what the law lords have said?
I think it's now time for the Constabulary and also the Association of Chief Police Officers Public Order Subcommittee nationally to consider the implications of this particular judgment. But this is not the only occasion when forces, including our own, have relied on this piece of legislation. As I say, it turns on how imminent a breach of the peace is judged to be, and that can be subject to a varied interpretation based on the intelligence or information available. And we therefore need to consider whether the other powers that we have, for example, under the Public Order Act 1986, are sufficient.
That's the Assistant Chief Constable of Gloucestershire Police, Mark Pollen.